Hello, welcome to the self learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 9, Ethnic Movements, with special reference to tribals. And our topic of discussion is Ethnic Movements during post independence period, a general view. Almost all the major regions of the country have witnessed ethnic movements. They take the forms of movements for regional autonomy, for creation of separate states, demand for secession or insurgency. These manifestations of ethnic movements are also called self-determination movements. In several cases, ethnic movements give rise to conflicts or riots on the lines of ethnic divide based on all or some the markers, tribe, caste, language, religion, etc. The self-determination movements actually question the nation-state building model which was introduced by the independent India, known as Nehruvian or the Mahalobian model. This model presumed that in the out of development or modernization, the identities formed on the basis of ascriptive factors, language, caste, tribe, religion will disappear and the development will take place on the secular lines. But much before the effect of this model could be felt, it was questioned on the all major considerations. Language, religion, reason, and nationality. Although the movements started with the demand based on single marker like language or culture, they drew support of people who shared more than one attribute in a particular region. Starting with the rejection of Indian Constitution by the Nagas in the Northeast, it spread in the form of Dravidian ethnic movement and demand for a formation of linguistic states, with classic example of the movement of for creation of separate state of Andhra Pradesh in South, movements in Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, and Shiv Sena's against South Indians in Mumbai. In Tamil Nadu, following the legacy of E.V. Ramaswamy Nayakar, three issues formed the basis of ethnic movement in the first two decades. Following independence, language, Dravidian culture, and religion. The leadership of the movement argued that imposition of the North Indian Hindi language, Brahminical Hindu religion, and Aryan culture were detrimental to the development of the Dravidian identity. Therefore, the Tamil ethnic movement had demanded stopping of imposition of Hindi language succession from India. However, towards the end of the 1960s, the demand for succession was given up by the Tamil nationality or ethnic group. It then shifted its demand to get autonomy to the state. Though the Dravidian assertion in India has become the milder since the late 1960s, Sentiments against the imposition of Hindi language still are important factors of mobilization there. In the light of the movements and violence generated by them, prompted Salix S. Harrison to describe the decades of the 1950s or 1960s as the most dangerous decades. The state was initially reluctant to reconsider the demand for the linguistic reorganization of the state, but it had to consider this demand following the death of a Gandhian, P. Srinivasulu, who died of hunger strike demanding a linguistic state of Andhra Pradesh. Government's acceptance of demand to create Andhra Pradesh led to the reorganization of the states on the linguistic basis in 1953. But reorganization of the state did not halt the demand for a separate states. The ethnic movement in Punjab was based on three types of issues: regional, religious, and economic. Spearheaded by the Akali Dal, the leadership in Punjab argued that since Sikhs follow a separate religion and speak different languages, they should get a separate state. On some occasions, it got reflected in the communal divide between the Hindus and the Sikhs in the state, resulting in the ethnic conflict. They launched a Punjabi Suba movement during the 1950s and 1960s, demanding a separate state of Punjab for them. Baldev Raj Nair observes that Akali Dal's strategy during the Punjabi Suba movement, including constitutional means like memoranda, rallies, and marches, penetration into the Congress organization in order to influence the party in favor of the separate state, and agitational means, which included marches to shrines, intimidation, and force. As a result of the Punjabi Suba movement, Punjab was created as separate state on November 1, 1966. According to Paul R. Brass, the attitude of the central government towards the ethnic conflicts or mobilization in the 1950s and 1960s was marked by an unwritten code, aversion to the demands for creation of the states on religious grounds. No concession to the demands of the linguistic, regional, or the other culturally defined groups. No concession to groups involving in ethnic dispute unless there was support to the demand from both groups involving in the conflict. In his opinion, demand for creation of a separate state of Punjab was accepted only when there was also a demand for creation of a separate state of Haryana for Hindi speaking population of the same state. The ethnic movement in Punjab again arose in 1980s. It challenged the sovereignty of the Indian state, the notion of India as a nation state. It sought to establish a sovereign state of Khalistan to be based on the tenets of Sikhism. The Khalistan movement and the issues related to were generally referred to as Punjab crisis. The movement became violent and came to be identified with terrorism in the popular academic and political discourse. The advocates of Khalistan movement argued that the Sikhs, as followers of the minority religion, have been discriminated in India despite their contribution to Indian economy and army. The rise of Khalistan movement, terrorism, or the 1980s has been a sequence to political developments in the country which preceded it. The 1970s were marked by the challenge of the Akali Dal to the dominance of the Congress in Punjab. In order to meet this challenge, the Congress took the help of Sikh religious leaders, Sant Jarnail Singh Bhindranwala, in the 1980s. Legislative Assembly elections in Punjab. The use of services of Bhindranwala had its cultural and political implication for the country and the state. It encouraged Bhindranwala to assert his authority independently and assume the leadership of the Khalistan movement. Not only a large number of Sikh youths were attracted to the movement also received support of the foreign forces. The state responded with the Operation Blue Star, sending off the armed forces to the NAB terrorists who were hiding in the Golden Temple at Amritsar, including Sant Bhindranwala. This ultimately led to the assassination of Indira Gandhi. The Khalistan movement also resulted in the ethnic divide between the Hindus and the Sikhs in Punjab. The scholars have explained the ethnic movement of the 1970s and 1980s in Punjab in terms of socio-economic and political factors. Those who explain it in terms of the socio-economic factors follow the Marxian perspective. They argue that the Punjab crisis occurred in the wake of Green Revolution, inability of the Sikh farmers to meet the rising cost of investment in agriculture, rising unemployment among the youth, and growth of the consumerist culture, which gave rise to the feeling of losing Sikh identity, etc. Contribution to the rise of militancy in Punjab. The scholars who give the political explanation find the socio-economic explanation inadequate. They argue that the Punjab crisis was the result of a manipulation of the religion and problems of the people by politicians. The basis of ethnic movement in Jammu and Kashmir are language, religion, and geographical location. A section of people of the state have argued, since the ethnic composition of state in terms of language, religion, and geography is different from the dominant ethnic group in the country, religion should be treated differently. Some of them have not considered themselves as members of the Union of India. As a result, they have demanded secession from India. Some have advocated merger with Pakistan. Some have demanded a separate state for the region, and some have advocated merger of two Kashmirs, one occupied by Pakistan and other of India, to become a single state. Supporters of this perspective have launched insurgency involving violence and loose human beings and material. They are supported by the foreign forces, especially Pakistan. The popular leadership in the state has also divided on the issue of relationship of the state with the nation state. Hari Singh, the ruler of Jammu and Kashmir, initially opposed the accession of the state into the Union of India, but he had to agree to it in the face of attack of Pakistani forces. Sheikh Abdullah had supported the merger of the state with Union of India, but in the course of time he wavered on the issue. He formed Plebiscite Front, which led to his incarceration of the central government from 1953 till 1964. According to Balraj Puri, the reasons for the insurgency in the Jammu and Kashmir include attitudes of central government, the lack of opposition in the state, derailment of democracy by the central and the state leadership, rising unemployment, and other problems of public, Cold War, and Pakistan. Even within Jammu and Kashmir, there are ethnic movements by the smaller groups in Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir, demanding autonomy within the state of Jammu and Kashmir. These reasons allege that they are discriminated against by the dominant religious communities and prosperous regions, Muslim of Kashmir. Here we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.